Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684, should you care to pose a question related to natural medicine or high-tech medicine. We take all comers. And we got lots to talk about this week, as this week we've seen sort of an onslaught against natural medicine on a variety of fronts. I covered a story last hour. There were hearings in Washington about possibly regulating and even making available only via prescription homeopathic remedies, remedies used by tens of millions of Americans. This is a part of an effort, I think, to regulate the natural products industry. And it's kind of a paradox because homeopathic remedies, it is claimed, are absolutely inefficacious. There's just nothing there. It's just water or sugar pills. So they work simply via placebo. But on the other hand, critics of homeopathic remedies suggest that they're dangerous, that they need to be regulated. So make up your mind. Either there's nothing there, they're worthless and inefficacious, or else they're dangerous and harmful. But you can't have both. You really can't have both. We talked about that in hour one. So check out the podcast on Monday when we release it. You can listen live to our program from noon to 2 p.m. if you go to drhoffman.com via live stream. Or if you missed the first hour, you can check out the first hour catch up on Monday when we post the podcast. Also this week, we had to do some damage control on an article that created kind of a stir, suggesting that multivitamins can cause cancer. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked to Lise Alschuler, who's a naturopathic oncologist, on just that very subject. You can listen to that podcast also at drhoffman.com. Also on Facebook, and if you follow me on Twitter, I published several articles, one of which I wrote on that subject. And we'll talk a little bit about how fallacious the notion is that vitamins and supplements can cause cancer. And you can go to drhoffman.com because I wrote an article this week entitled "Vitamins Can Cause Cancer? Really?" And you'll see my detailed critique of that at drhoffman.com. Lots of people clicked on it on Facebook and have retweeted it. But the other onslaught on natural medicine came via, it started the ball rolling a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it last week here on Intelligent Medicine. A letter sent by a group of 10 physicians to the administration of Columbia University suggesting that they fire Mehmet Oz because of his unscientific views, that he was a quack, promoting quack medicine and unsubstantiated beliefs that are deceptive to his audience, suggesting that he wasn't worthy of serving on the faculty of Columbia University, where he's participated for over 20 years as a distinguished surgeon. He happens to be a very, very excellent surgeon, very, very well established, owning several patents on specific techniques and devices that he developed for cardiovascular surgery. He's an expert surgeon. I actually know many of my patients, even some of my relatives, who've been operated on by Dr. Oz with wonderful results. And however, in his foray into the media, he's attracted some criticism. And some of it, he's brought on to himself because with some over-the-top claims for sensational weight loss products, He's attracted the ire not just of people in conventional medicine, but some people in natural medicine have said, hey, you know, we end up holding the ball here. Patients come to us, say, we heard it on Oz. And then we have to explain to patients that it's just not what it's cracked up to be, that you can't just sit there and take green coffee bean extract or Gocinia Cambogia and the pounds will miraculously melt away. And so for his part this week, Dr. Oz issued a rebuttal on his program, which I DVR'd and I watched. And I, you know, I suggest you get a hold of it. It's on his website. And it's very well done because on the one hand, he got up there and he faced the cameras in a very modest way. He said, look, I am not someone who is selling these products. I'm just trying to provide a wide variety of opinions, perhaps in an effort to highlight some of these products. Maybe we, you know, went a little over the top. We try to provide balanced information to people. But the problem, he switched his tact, and he said, and quite accurately, because I pointed this out even before he issued this counterattack, he said quite accurately that the 10 physicians who have criticized him themselves are rife with conflicts of interest. Dr. Henry Miller, who is head of the group of the 10 physicians who criticized him, is a dyed-in-the-wool proponent of GMO products, genetically modified organisms, which are hotly contested in the marketplace. And what Oz said is, I'm not saying that these products are necessarily bad. I'm just wanting to give a forum to both sides. And then he showed a tape of a pro-con discussion that he gave. We report, you decide. And several of the physicians who are who are the signatories to the letter saying you ought to fire Dr. Oz are themselves on the payroll of organizations that are highly sponsored by industry. An example of which is the American Council on Science and Health, which Henry Miller has been involved with, and one of the other signatories to the letter used to be or currently is the director of. The ACSH is an organization that never met a vaccine or a GMO or a pesticide or a fracking procedure or an industrial chemical that it didn't like. And in fact, Miller was involved in testifying on behalf of the tobacco industry, when the tobacco industry was trying to push back on regulations to restrict access to tobacco and to limit tobacco advertising. So he has a background as a defender of, quote, free enterprise, which means freedom to produce toxic and potentially hazardous products. And, I get it. There's a place for those people. They're, hired guns. And so also Dr. Oz ran a little segment, which was an investigative report on the 10 signatories of the letter saying that he should get fired. It was pretty effective because it was kind of damning of their involvement and their own conflicts of interest. They believe that Dr. Oz is sowing doubt in the minds of the public about conventional medicine and drugs. And correctly so. I mean, that's what we do. That's the information we dish every week here on Intelligent Medicine. Just that I'm a target that is a much lower profile than Dr. Oz. Nobody's called for my firing or my, I'm not on the faculty of Columbia University. So I guess, fire me from what? Well, okay. Look, through my career, I've had to balance similar issues. There's the pressure for ratings, for sensationalistic stories, because, you just don't do stories like, oh, on the one hand this and on the one hand that, we need to do more investigation and stuff. It just doesn't cut it in the media. The attention span of the average TV viewer is about 20 seconds. And if you don't say something that's just going to slam home right into their central nervous system, they're going to switch the channel. So bowing to the commercial demands of TV, Dr. Oz has gone a little sensationalistic. And he actually did an interview where he did a bit of a mea culpa. He said that, amazingly, he said, the Dr. Oz show is not actually a medical show. It's an entertainment show. And it's a show that's a health-promoting show. There's a distinction because it's not like a medical consultation in a doctor's office. It's more like getting the word out about this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, we report, you decide. He also vowed that he will, quote, no longer use inflammatory words like, quote, miracle, he told NBC News in an exclusive interview. But he denied accusations of conflicts of interest because, the conflict of interest that he has is he wants to stay on the air. He wants to keep sponsors and he wants to have good ratings. That's the conflict of interest. But the conflict of interest does not extend to him having a share in selling some of these popular magical weight loss nostrums that get promoted on his program. It's other people who are making tons of money off that. And he's kind of upset and despondent over the fact that they draft on him and they show his picture illegally, without authorization, in an effort to blow out sales of whatever the latest weight loss miracle cure is, or, you know, dubious supplement. So, you know, it's that you call that the Dr. Oz effect, in which numerous internet sites, quote, hijack footage from his program to sell so-called health products for their own financial gain. And he says it's a big challenge. I take responsibility for that completely, Dr. Oz said. He says, there are segments that I made that I wish I could take back. If I could just go back in time, I would have never allowed those words to come out of my mouth because it completely perverted the conversation I was having with America. But I can't take back those segments. So a little bit of a mea culpa, a little bit more thoughtful, reflective Dr. Oz there, but a forceful counterattack, and I think pretty effective because he has a big platform. And judging from the audience response and the comments on his website, he's engendered a lot of support as a symbol of Americans' desire to take a more natural approach to their medical care. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll answer some of your questions in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 888-302-3684, if you want to get through to me this hour. And as if this week's assault on Dr. Oz, as well as FDA hearings on whether to make homeopathic remedies prescription only, weren't enough, there was a widely reported study that suggests that vitamins can cause cancer. And I wrote about it in this week's newsletter. You can read my detailed analysis. And I also linked to other critiques of that that are equally edifying. CBS News trumpeted, listen to this, consumers are always looking for ways to minimize their cancer risk, which is one reason why many turn to over-the-counter vitamin and mineral supplements. But new research finds that while companies promote dietary supplements for their cancer prevention benefit, some may end up doing more harm than good. Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's the study was by the University of Colorado Cancer Center, and it actually hasn't even been released. So we don't even know precisely what's in the study. So it's kind of like science by press release. It's hard to rebut something that you actually haven't seen, but we know the basic outlines of this study. It's actually not a new study. It's a rehash of old studies. And we know that these old studies suggest that certain nutrients may be problematic when it comes to cancer. One, which I've long abandoned, and the vast majority of natural products companies have abandoned, although you will find it in some cheap supplements, one-a-day vitamins, is beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is a cheap synthetic form of vitamin A. And while some studies suggest that it can actually prevent cancer, one big study in the 90s threw water on that assertion because a group of Finnish smokers took it to prevent lung cancer. Turned out they got more lung cancer. Well, they also, the vast majority of them were alcoholic. Maybe their livers were damaged and they handled that synthetic vitamin A poorly. But as a result, most manufacturers have now switched to, and I have with my multi, which I'm about to reissue, it's mixed carotenoids. Then there's the vitamin E story. And part of the problem with the vitamin E studies in relation to cancer is actually many vitamin E studies in relation to cancer show prevention. But when you use DL alpha tocopherol, it is similar to beta carotene story. It's a synthetic, very narrow fraction of the tocopherols that are the four different forms of vitamin E that make up the vitamin E complex. And we believe that gamma tocopherol is interfered with when you take a lot of alpha tocopherol. So again, we've modified our supplements to have mixed tocopherols and not just the D-alpha tocopherol. There's the assertion that folic acid can be problematic. And here again, many manufacturers are getting away from folic acid. Although, and in my article, I point this out, there's many studies that show that even good old-fashioned, synthetic folic acid is not cancer-promoting. But nonetheless, they cite studies that show that it's cancer-promoting. But again, we're getting away from folic acid, and we're using folate, 5-methylfolate, which for some people is more easily metabolized, more body-ready, because they have the MTHFR mutation. And so you can read my detailed critique, and it also links to a recent podcast and a very nice article by my good colleague, Dr. Lise Alschuler, which knocks down the contention that supplements cause cancer. And it gives you, some details on what to avoid. We have to be open to the possibility that some of the things we're using need to be reevaluated from time to time. And we're making progress in identifying the best supplements that are available. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for more Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684 for your questions. And this morning I woke up and I felt a little lethargic. And then I thought to make my morning dose of Super Beets. I just took a teaspoon of the Super Beets and dissolved it in some water and chugged that down. And within minutes, I was feeling renewed energy and enthusiasm to exercise. I got out there and got on the stair climber and did the elliptical machine, and then took a run. I'm a little bit, I got a little shy about this. Still a little too cold. It's kind of chilly in New York, so I wasn't exercising outside. I guess I'm a wuss. But I use this now as my daily regimen, and I want to suggest that you make it part of yours. The secret is nitric oxide. Nitrates in beets convert to nitric oxide in the body, which is how this works. It is healthy for your heart, circulation, and it's been shown to enhance athletic performance. Studies show that 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. But making beetroot juice is messy and convenient, and some people don't like the taste. So you can get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. Now you can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a great free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. I think you'll love the results that you're going to feel with your first free canister of Super Beets, guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. This is a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. So call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeets.com for the special offer for my listeners. Try it yourself with a special offer at intelligentbeets.com or give them a call. 800-738-2198. Again, that's 800-738-2198. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk to Nadine from New Jersey. How you doing, Nadine? By the way, Nadine, how are you, Nadine? Hello, Nadine, are you there?
Something. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hey, I have a nice surprise for you. You are the first caller this hour. And so you will be the recipient of a Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray sample pack with 1, 2.5, and 4 ounce spritzers. The convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value. So after I speak to you, give your contact information to our producer, Al, and he's going to send you that gift. Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Do you go into the woods? Do you get covered with ticks?
Oh, yes, okay. That's why I stay out of the woods in the spring, because those ticks are out in the spring.
All right. Well, you can use the cedar side, and and also great for mosquitoes.
Spray your legs. Okay, here's my question. The past 2.5, 3 years, I've been taking vitamin C with C iodine, only 1,000 micrograms.
Okay.
Along with the pill. And then recently, I know my thyroid is sluggish.
Yeah.
That showed up on blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recently had a doctor check my thyroid with, grabbing my neck. And she says, I think you have a nodule. Is a nodule the same as a whatever? I went to see an endocrinologist, and I have a pretty large nodule and a smaller one there. And she thinks the iodine caused it. And I'm thinking, she didn't do anything about my sluggish thyroid. I mean, I have thinning eyebrows and thinning hair on the top of my head. I think I need more iodine.
You see, here's the thing. I mean, it's often if you have something, I mean, a lot of people have stuff happening to them. And if you happen to be taking a vitamin, which is, you know, 70% of the U.S. population, chances are your conventional doctor will blame the problem on your vitamin. Now, you know, let's take a look at the relationship between iodine and thyroid, because there is a relationship. Actually, studies show that if you don't get enough iodine, you will get a goiter. You will get an enlarged thyroid. So not enough iodine can produce a goiter. But conversely, too much iodine can cause thyroid problems, usually not a growth in your thyroid, but it can actually suppress your thyroid. So we have to be sometimes careful about really high doses of iodine. I know there's a kind of a craze these days for people taking very high doses of iodine, but you're not taking a very high dose. You're taking 1,000 micrograms, which translates to 1 milligram. That's how it works. It's 1,000 to 1. A microgram is 1 milligram, and a milligram is 1/1000th of a gram. Okay, so that, you know, it's the metric system. We're not familiar with it. There are people who are advocating that patients take 15, 25, or 100 milligrams of iodine a day, and I think that could be potentially suppressive to the thyroid. They also believe that it may actually curb thyroid nodules, but I think that's a risky therapy. I think you're taking a moderate dose of iodine, so you're probably not taking, you know, you're not iodine deficient, that's for sure. But you're probably not creating your nodule with the iodine. And in fact, there's a possibility that you may be suppressing the nodule. I think your nodule is a coincidence. I mean, the other thing I'll comment on is that, you know, there are a lot of patients that I see who have the symptoms that you have, and they actually have normal blood tests, but we do sometimes, based on symptoms, we say, hey, you know, yeah, I know your blood tests are normal, but let's give you a trial of thyroid. If it doesn't work, if it causes you to be jittery, or if it's not effective, we'll stop. And more often than not, patients get tremendous relief of their symptoms. And, yeah, we're breaking the rules of conventional endocrinology. And the endocrinologists don't like that. They really are against it. But I think it's one of the most important things that I've done in my professional career is to say, hey, let's be a little bit more liberal about dispensing thyroid when it's appropriate, safely, monitoring patients, making sure that they don't take too much, because it's not a panacea for everything. Not every patient who's overweight or tired needs thyroid. That's over the top. But I will say there is a relationship between taking too much iodine and making your thyroid hyperactive. You can do that as well. And I recently saw this with a patient who I've been dosing on a certain dose of thyroid for years. She's on the same dose, but just as a precaution, I check her every 6 months. And this time it came back high. And I said, hey, you've been doing anything different? She says, well, do you think it has something to do with the fact that I take seaweed twice daily and I'm also taking an iodine supplement? I said, well, you know, I didn't tell you to take an iodine supplement. I'm giving you thyroid medication. Well, I wanted to help my thyroid even more. Well, yeah, but now with the thyroid medication that I was giving her, and this very large amount of iodine she's getting from 2 servings of seaweed per day and an iodine pill, her thyroid is now a little on the hyper side. I say, well, you know, maybe cut back on the iodine intake, the excess iodine, more than you're getting, and maybe your thyroid will normalize. This is on the high side. This demonstrates that, you know, when you take iodine, one of three things can happen. You can either make your thyroid go low, you can sometimes make it go through the roof, and sometimes it just beneficial for maintaining normal thyroid function. It's a funny mineral, but you know, it's kind of like the Goldilocks effect. You know, too much, too little, just right. But I don't think that's the cause of your problem. I think your doctor is just on that shtick where the doctor says, hey, there's a problem. What supplements you're taking? Ah, it's the must be the supplement. You know, because they heard in medical school that iodine has, is potentially harmful for the thyroid. They're really studying the literature to see what the true answer is. All right. Thanks for your
thyroid. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thanks very much for calling. And you enjoy your Cedarside insect spray. All right, this item interesting. Mushrooms boost immunity, according to a study. Could a mushroom a day help keep the doctor away? A new University of Florida study shows increased immunity in people who ate a cooked shiitake mushroom every day for 4 weeks. All right, yeah, good. It's great. Cooked shiitake mushrooms, they're delicious. You know, if you're making a steak or if you're making, Chinese cabbage or something like that, like Chinese-style Chinese cabbage, chop some shiitake mushrooms into that, or make a sauce with shiitake mushrooms for your steak. But what this supports is the notion that mushroom extracts may be supportive for immunity. There are many commercial products that incorporate shiitake mushrooms, and we use a product called Empower, which utilizes polysaccharides that are similar to what you get from shiitake mushrooms. We also have a nice product called Mycofend, which is a combination of medicinal mushrooms. They're used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine to boost immunity. What they found in this study was that there was a significant boost in immune function with just a mushroom a day, but it has to be a shiitake mushroom. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Beetroot juice is used by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects. Clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We've been waging a campaign against artificial sweeteners since the very beginning of the show, 25 years ago. I've been talking about the potential hazards of things like NutraSweet. And recently it's been revealed that these artificial sweeteners that are supposed to make you lose weight can actually increase your weight and increase your risk for diabetes, which is the whole point, after all. So it was with some satisfaction that I learned this week that Pepsi is rolling out a new version of its diet soda, Diet Pepsi, that is going to be NutraSweet free. Finally, you know, they're yielding to the public perception that NutraSweet is not a wholesome thing to consume. So that indeed is very gratifying. Also, at the very same time, Kraft Foods is introducing their classic mac and cheese that is free of artificial coloring. They're going to use natural vegetable coloring to make it that crazy psychedelic orange color. So why not? They're going to use a little bit of turmeric, which imparts a wonderful natural color. And they're also going to use a natural seed that has a red color. So red plus yellow gives it that nice-looking orange color without harmful chemical additives. So, hey, you know, we're voting with our consumer dollars, you and I, and it's making a difference. So keep it up. Let's talk now to William in Wisconsin.
Good morning there, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, great. First of all, I'd like to thank you for all the information you've given us over the years. And
my pleasure.
also the information that Dr. Oz has given us. My wife has multiple myeloma.
Yep.
And she's been battling this for the last 2 years. And many of the things that you've talked about, like carbohydrates and sugar and vitamins, has helped her to stay alive.
Avoidance of carbohydrates and sugar and utilization of vitamins, right?
Yep. And also, I don't know if you're really familiar with that disease, but it attacks the bones and it attacks the kidneys.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm. And her kidney doctor said that she had lost her kidneys 2 years ago, and he didn't give us very much hope for him to come back. And to this day, she's about 50% functional, and he said there's no medical reason in his understanding how that could have happened. And I said, well, I said, I'll tell you. I've listened to many doctors over the years talk about different things, and I said, I believe that a lot of the things that we're doing has helped her. So
he just shook his head, and he attributed it to a coincidence, but I think you know better that some of these natural things that you're doing can have an impact on the course of the disease. And, you know, I'm the first one who would point out that I don't think that vitamins are a miracle cure, or even diet is a miracle cure for multiple myeloma on its own. I think that, it's a condition that has to be handled in an integrative fashion. There actually are medications that can be pretty successful at forestalling the progress of multiple myeloma, which is sort of a slow smoldering type of malignancy. But the right kind of nutritional support can make a huge difference in multiple myeloma. And, you know, patients who have kidney problems, there's some things you do dietarily and there's some things you do supplementally that can help, maintain kidney function. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. And, clearly, vitamins did not ignite her cancer or accelerate her progression towards advanced disease. So thanks for sharing with us. And please read the article at drhoffman.com, because I think we handle this, it's kind of like a poisoning of the well. You know, when you see an article like this in the major papers, they don't really go into depth, and you're left with a bad taste in your mouth. You're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm trying to do myself good, but I'm taking these vitamins. I know that vitamins help cells, grow and, so on and so on. Maybe they make cancer cells grow. So, now I'm thinking maybe I should stop taking those vitamins because, there's cancer in my family, or I once had cancer. And so, that's going to, and then your doctor is going to pick up on it and say, well, did you see the latest headlines? Vitamins cause cancer. You're an idiot for taking vitamins. And yet you got to look at the study. You got to do the science. You have to, really, you have to be sort of an informed consumer. And that's what we try to help people with, because it's hard to be your own advocate when you're bombarded with headlines from major media. And that's, so we try to provide you with the background that'll help you make more informed choices. And we got some good analysis of that story. Our headline news story in our newsletter this week, and it's on drhoffman.com. All right, this one, very interesting, because, think all the time they've been telling you fat and cholesterol is what causes heart disease. Well, it was only this year that finally definitive studies came out suggesting that, no, it's not cholesterol, and no, it's not even saturated fat that cause heart disease. And what have we been telling people for so many years? And it's taken a long time for the medical establishment to recant that viewpoint. In fact, you can still see obsolete recommendations on the very website of the American Heart Association. And now the National Dietary Guidelines have been revised to say that cholesterol is not the main culprit in cardiovascular disease. Well, check out this story. It just came out this week. Just 2 weeks of drinking sugary drinks, just 2 weeks, boost risk factors for heart disease, according to a new study. So how come they didn't tell us this 30 years ago when he recommended that people eat a lot of carbohydrates? Sugary drinks appear to be the major culprit. And this is getting too close to being like that early research that they did in the 50s on smoking, where they had the smoking gun, the conclusive evidence the linkage that showed that cigarettes led to cancer. And they tried to deny it for a long time. That's what the beverage industry is doing. They're saying, no, you know, you can drink some sugary drinks, but if you exercise, it's part of a healthy lifestyle. You know, you burn off the calories. Well, it turns out, according to this new study, beverages sweetened with low, medium, and high amounts of high fructose corn syrup significantly increase risk factors for cardiovascular disease, even when consumed for just 2 weeks. Now, you'd think in what, sick elderly people? No, by young, healthy men and women. This according to a team of research at the University of California at Davis. And so now we're really, really coming to the point where we can say that sugar is the culprit. Soft drinks are problematic. 85 participants in the study, they ranged from 18 to 40. They were young. During 15 days of the study, very short, they consumed beverages sweetened with high fructose corn syrup equivalent to 10%, 17.5%, or 25% of their total daily calorie requirements. 25% is a quarter of their caloric requirement came from the soft drinks. And what they found was that they had increased levels of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. That's what raised their cholesterol. The sugar raised their cholesterol, not the fat, not the cholesterol. Increased levels of triglycerides compared with their concentrations at the beginning of the study. And most of the increase in the lipid lipoprotein risk factors were greater in men than in women. They were independent of body weight gain, so you didn't have to be obese or pre-diabetic for this to happen. So, you know, between the diet sodas that are full of chemicals and the high fructose corn syrup laden sodas, we got to get our kids and our, you know, so the uninformed people who are not aware of this off of these damaging drinks, because they're contributing to our, to the epidemic of our leading cause of death in America, which is heart disease. The linkage is now established. You know, they say this about climate change. Well, that may be, you know, there's back and forth on that. But this is becoming settled science. All right, so you can get lots more. If you like content like this, you can get lots more at drhoffman.com. We're all over stories like this and more. And follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter because we got lots more content. Listen to our podcasts. This program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can get a lot more by checking out drhoffman.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great weekend.